Hey beautiful people, Riley Hart here. Welcome back to another episode of High Value Woman, Standards and Self-Worth Daily. Today we're diving into something super important, especially with how much time we spend online, building healthy boundaries in the digital age. Raise your hand if you've ever scrolled through social media for hours, feeling drained and kinda lost afterwards? Yeah, me too. It's so easy to get sucked into the vortex of likes, comments, and constant updates, but let's be real. All that screen time can seriously mess with our mental well-being. So, how do we navigate this digital jungle while keeping our sanity intact? It's about setting boundaries, those invisible lines that protect our energy, our time, and ultimately, our peace of mind. Trust me, it's a game changer. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone waltz into your home uninvited, right? Your digital space deserves the same respect. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those rock-solid boundaries in the digital world. First up, mindful scrolling. It's time to ditch the mindless swiping and actually be present when you're online. Before you open that app, ask yourself, what do I want to get out of this? Are you looking for inspiration? To connect with friends? Or are you just filling a void? Once you know your purpose, you can set a timer, limit the apps you use, and focus on quality over quantity. You'll be amazed at how much more productive, and less stressed, you feel. Next up, curated connections. Think of social media like a buffet. There are some amazing dishes out there, but you don't have to eat everything. Unfollow accounts that drain your energy, make you feel insecure, or simply don't serve your highest self. Fill your feed with positive vibes, inspiring content, and people who uplift you. It's all about creating a digital space that nourishes your soul. Remember, it's okay to say no. You don't have to reply to every message or accept every invitation. It's perfectly fine to set boundaries around your time and energy. If someone asks you to do something you don't want to do, politely decline. You owe it to yourself to prioritize your well-being. And remember, a genuine no is always better than a half-hearted yes. Now, let's talk about digital detox. It's not about going cold turkey and deleting all your accounts, unless that works for you, but about taking regular breaks from the digital world. Schedule some screen-free time each day, go for a walk, read a book, spend time with loved ones, or simply enjoy the silence. Trust me, your mind, and your relationships, will thank you for it. Finally, remember that real life is happening outside the screen. Don't let the digital world steal your joy and attention. Make time for the things that truly matter, spending time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, and experiencing the richness of the physical world. Ever feel like you're constantly checking your phone, even when you don't have to? You know that feeling when you're at a dinner party, but all you can think about is scrolling through Instagram? Yeah, that's what I mean. It happens to the best of us. We get so caught up in the digital world that we forget about the real one. Let's say you're out with friends at a cafe, everyone's laughing and sharing stories, but you're glued to your phone, scrolling through endless feeds. You miss those spontaneous moments of connection and end up feeling disconnected from your friends even though you're physically present. That's where boundaries come in. So remember, taking control of your digital space means creating a more mindful, intentional, and ultimately happier life. It's about being present in the moment, nurturing real-life connections, and focusing on what truly matters. Remember, you deserve to live a life that is both fulfilling and balanced, both online and off. Alright, beautiful souls, let's recap. We talked about mindful scrolling, curated connections, saying no, digital detox, and remembering real life exists outside the screen. These aren't just words, they're tools to help you build a more intentional and joyful life. Now go out there, set those boundaries, and reclaim your digital space. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Let's spread the love of healthy boundaries. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of inspiration. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.